Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sunday, June 19, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in America. My name is Granton Taylor Hughes for my show, The Granton Taylor Hughes Show, with my guest host each week, Gabriella Foster. Hi, Gabriella, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, Grant. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate that.
And I was just wondering.
I see. Those quick, snappy responses. Thank you very much for your quick, snappy repartee. I appreciate that tremendously.
I think you were the one that was hesitating, so I was just trying to fill some air because you didn't respond to me. Okay.
You're filling up some air, right?
Yeah, now that we have that established.
That's true. But that's our funny repartee, which people like and appreciate. I get a lot of nice comments about that. So we were naturally funny, right?
Yes, I hope so. I hope people think so.
Well, it's a great irony that our show really isn't really funny. In fact, if you look at it, you think that we had SD, right?
Well, the subject matter doesn't seem to be too funny, does it?
Right. And you know what SD is, right?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Curious.
And what is
this?
I'll lead you towards it farther.
I already said it. Serious disease. Can you hear me okay? I said it.
Pardon me?
You apparently can't hear me?
I can hear you, but your responses are slow. You're slow to respond. I don't know why. Is there a delay? Are you somewhere in the Far East or something?
Yeah, I'm on the Far East Coast of the United States of America. Where are you?
Well, since there's no place, hold it. Is there a place in America? We went through that discussion this week.
Mm-hmm.
Where is United States of America? So what is my question to everybody this week is, what is America, right? According to Hoyle, there's two continents, North America and South America, are supposed to make up America, right? But then is America a country or a continent, right? And then mm-hmm. this morning it was defined as a concept. So it's a concept but nothing else, right?
Well, it's interesting. Well, we have the government of the United States of America. There is a government called...
But not
United
of America.
States of America.
Okay, then it's a government of a concept, right?
Well, there's a country. There's, how many people do we have? 389 people? 409 people? I don't know. There's a lot of people.
No, you're missing my point. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
my point totally. Because there is no America, because if you go to the textbooks, reference books, they will tell you that it's made up of, there's two continents in America, North America and South America. But what is America? Well, it's a concept. So if the United States is of America, then it's a government of a concept. Right? Are you there?
Well, it sounds plausible. What can I say?
Well, I'm just saying, why don't the textbooks define it properly? Remember we went through that answer. Why don't they, according to our discussion, what was my conclusion on that? Do you remember the conclusion? If not, it's okay. I'll reiterate.
The conclusion was that, I wasn't on that call this morning, so I don't know what your conclusion was. I wasn't
right.
there.
Well, yeah, discuss it. But it's okay. We discussed it. The answer
okay,
is
but
simply...
I didn't know if you came to a different conclusion on the call this morning. So
okay, understood.
I mean...
Or do you remember... I'm sorry. Do you remember the other conclusion that I had drawn with a pencil? No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. It's a pun. Go ahead.
That's the United States... Okay. Well, I don't know. We talked
it's
about
okay.
a lot of different
it's
okay.
things.
We were
it's saying been a while.
That,
okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We were saying
no,
that America Do you want me not to speak? I don't understand. You keep interrupting.
No, I kept cutting you off, and I apologize. I kept cutting you off. All right.
Yeah.
But if you want to go ahead, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
We said that America is a continent, you have two continents, North America and South America, and they're grouping Central America with South America. So United States is a country within North America. It's also, so it's United States of America, which means United States, assuming America is both North America and South America, the United States of North America and South America.
That's not bad, but the problem there is that there's two continents, and countries aren't derivative of continents. It's the reverse.
Right.
A continent's made up of countries, so how can there be a North and South America that makes up America? Then what is America? That does lead into my question. Is America the Western Hemisphere? No. Is it a universe? No. Is it the Earth? No. Earth region, as I call it. It's nothing. It's a concept because, again, you can have North and South America make up America, but then what is America? It's not a country because, again, countries are derivative of continents. In other words, they're under continents and not above continents. You know, in other words, continents are not below a country. See what I mean? You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. What about the United States of America? Is that a country?
Well, then the United States could be a country, all right, within North America. But the United States of America is a nebulous statement because, again, if there's no America specifically, it's a concept. So how could there – that is further proof that it's the United States of America – it's a government of a concept, and it's not a country. So therefore, the United States is a government and not a country. See, so therefore, the 50 states are not the United States because in that statement of the United States of America, with America being a concept, and the United States is the government of a concept, then you've just got a government and no name for the 50 states. See, so they're not defining it thoroughly, see? And then the reason why they don't find it thoroughly, in my contention, is simply because it doesn't really matter because we're dealing with the Earth, and it's got one government, the United Nations, and it's in governing a bankruptcy, international bankruptcy, under the New World Order. So there's a world order of the Earth, okay, but the rest of the governments and everything are bankrupted under that, so it doesn't really matter if you define what America is because there is no definition, proper definition for it. See, it's not a country and it's not a continent, see, because America is not derivative. If it was a country, it would be derivative of the North America and South America. But when you go to Hoyle or you go to the reference books, they say that there are seven continents. One is North America and South America. So America is not a continent according to what they teach in reference books. So therefore, America... We actually concluded this morning that it was a concept and nothing else. It's an idea. It's a written word, but there's no really detailed orientation to the whole thing. You appreciate that? I think I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's very interesting because they aren't thorough about it because they don't have to be thorough about it because it's not really – it isn't any reality. It proves that the – Uniform Commercial Code is international law under the United Nations. You see what I mean? Because they don't go into the details of what certain things are, you could say the same thing about Europe, because I was talking to the people from the UK that divorce themselves to the fact that in their natural vernacular, they talk about the European continent, that when they cross the strait there between... England and Europe is, what is that called?
The English Channel?
Yeah, the English Channel. When they cross the English Channel, they say they're going to the continent. But England does not, they do not identify with the continent Europe, but in the reference books, they define England with Europe. But that's audacious to the British. See, they do not believe that for a second. So what does that make England? Well, now England, like I've often joked about, they want to be the eighth continent. So in reality, they're declaring themselves a continent, that little island of the United Kingdom. But it's not in reference books. It's not officially codified that way, just like America is not codified in the reference books or textbooks or the books you use in school. See what I mean? They do not go into it thoroughly because they don't really have to, because it's not really the truth. And the truth be known is what we talk about on the show. So I think it's very interesting when you go into these things in detail, they don't exist, see, because they don't have to, because now let's go for the truth, and they don't even have that in the schools because they don't really bother with it. They bother with all this nonsense and cultural literacy, as they call it. But my opinion is cultural propaganda, you see, because they teach a lot of things about American history, that America is separate from England, and it's not. It's still under British rule in terms of the judiciary. As I've often said on the show, if you get reversed to the Supreme Court in America, you can actually appeal to the Privy Council of London. But you can only do that if you go to England and find that out. You can't find that out in American textbooks or even the judicial system. They don't know. See, that's how ridiculous it is. I mean, it's completely absurd, the whole thing, to know that America is a concept and not a country or a continent. I mean, it's really pathetic when you think about it. Don't you agree, Gabriella?
Yeah, I do agree. It's very odd, but I think our current government in this country would term that the United States is of America is a country. I think they would argue that point, even though what they're saying is absolutely correct.
They cannot prove it in terms of the logic. Where's the logic in how to declare something if it's not logically defined? I mean, the absurdity is there, so they have to stand down in terms of what they would define. Unless they define it as something else, where's the language to define it? I challenge the whole bit, because, like you said, they would be in an argument, but where's their argument? Guns and chains, or push you off a high cliff vis-a-vis William Cooper, see what I mean? So the question is, there's no language to define it, because I've just proved to everybody on the show that it doesn't exist. There's not language to define what America is, okay? You see, because there's no country America, because you've got continents that are North and South America. The 50 states are not America, see what I mean? Unless you want to declare America a country, right, then what do you do with the United States? So you've got the United States of America. If America is declared a country, then what is the United States? United States of America. Now you've called the United States something other than a country. It's of the United States. You can't do both there. The preposition separates it. That's presupposing some other position. That's what a preposition is. It's a different position. So that means the United States of America are in a different position. See? And then if you declare America the 50 states, then what's Mexico and what's Canada? They're not America, but they're North America, right? So America would be a derivative country under North America? Is that absurd or what?
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, when people in Europe or other countries abroad say they're going to America, they're thinking United States, because if they're going to Canada, they say Canada. Or if they're going to Mexico, they say Mexico. But they say, oh, I'm going to America, thinking they're going to the United States. So everybody calls it America.
I've been wrong for years. I've been saying America was the country. But then looking at closer recently, just in the past week, I went, boy, I'm a dummy. See? So Grantham Taylor Hughes, you're a complete idiot. Congratulations. I get a big star for that one, right? I mean, if you review the show and the archives, probably a few years ago I was talking about America being the country and not the United States. United States is the government, but we proved it even now in terms of the rhetoric we portrayed this evening. Oh, it's really hilarious, isn't it? When you look closely at these things sometimes, it's really horrendous. It truly is. And then it proves up the fact of what is the truth. In terms of the law, we know that the courtrooms use the Uniform Commercial Code and have since 1930. I've said that many, many times. And that's why you can challenge the 3-503 under the Uniform Commercial Code, 504 and 505, which is really a silver bullet if you stay with it. You've got to stay on task with it. Most people give up, especially in America, because it's a quick fix and they want instant gratification immediately. And there's really no patience in an immature country. People are very immature in this country. They have no fuse, like I always say about myself. They just go lit up and light up and become emotional at the least provocation. And it's just immature children running around because the country is only about 200 years old. And you think, well, that you think after 200 years you might be mature, but look at other cultures. Look at the Indian culture, thousands of years old. The British culture is 2,000 years old. But they don't have as many issues as they do in America in terms of their maturity as people. I mean, I've lived in both those countries, and they're not immature like it is in this country. They just aren't. They're more readily prone to have a conversation and not live in fear and all the nonsense of a little baby. All right, so you baby Americans, grow up. Oh, my, that's pretty funny. I think so. And I'm on my usual roll. I haven't been telling any jokes. I kind of a semi-serious topic about what is America. So I went through it thoroughly this week and looked up everything in the reference books, and they are just out to lunch, OTL, pin a sign on them, hanging around their neck, OTL, out to lunch. Pretty funny, right? Well,
yeah.
That's one way to burn up half the show. All right.
Okay.
So each week,
we're already halfway through the show already. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I mean, it's an important conversation, I think, in terms of the proof of what's. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, people don't think about it at all. We just accept. Because it's colloquial to say, like, I mean, we call ourselves Americans, right? We don't call ourselves United Statesians. We call ourselves Americans. So of course, you say you think you're from America because you're American. But, you know, Mexicans don't call themselves Americans, and Canadians don't call themselves Americans. So,
well, they're countries, okay? Supposedly part of a continent. But then remember the question came up, what about Central America? Where is that? Is that part of South America?
I assume it's supposed to be part of South America because they don't label it as a continent because it's connected. So I
That's
guess
correct.
The thing.
But they take a look, closer look at that. Central America is made up of countries, right? There's several
mm-hmm.
countries there. Okay, so what happens to Central America? In the definition of two continents, and now Central America is out, you know, out of the picture, because it's a country is made up of Central America. See, think of, there's a further ridiculousness right there. Central America is not a continent, but it's made up of countries. Oh, boy, it gets better all the time, doesn't it? And you can switch over to Europe, too. You can do the same thing. Look at Africa. One of your arguments about Africa is a continent, right, made up of many, many countries, correct? But then
mm-hmm.
Africa is considered a country, right? We hear that all the time, right? Africa is a country and a continent. A country and a continent. Now, is that ridiculous?
They say they're going to Africa. When people say that, I always want to say, well, we're in Africa, because, you know, Africa is a huge continent. Where in Africa are you going? There's a lot of countries there.
That's right.
And
okay.
And
what? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep saying
you. Some
off.
Of them
Go
don't
ahead.
Even resemble each other that much, because their cultures can be quite different when you're looking at the cultures of Algeria and Morocco compared to the cultures of maybe Sudan or one of the other countries further south, or Ivory Coast, Nigeria.
Right.
They're all, you know,
mm-hmm.
Congo, Kenya. They're all pretty different. But the greatest difference comes between Northern Africa and the rest of Africa, because you've got
Mauritania,
which is
right.
is very different on its own. Yeah.
Well, then see, then there's an oxymoron for you too. You have Africa. continent and country. Is that ridiculous? You can't have that. I mean, you could, I guess, because they're doing it. They're calling it a continent and a country.
Is that what the definition says?
Well, I've heard that before many times, that Africa is both a continent and a country. All right, which is absurd, because it's made up of all, what do they call the countries, sub-countries? You know, if you, Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire, in France, Côte d'Ivoire, okay, mm-hmm. If it is a country, then how can Africa be a country? So it have to be a sub-country. See, we're dealing with terminology. You know, so how do you fit it into logic if you have many countries making up a country? See, if Africa is considered a country and not just a continent, then how do you make, then you have sub-countries. So there has to be language for that, subroutines, you know, okay, subsections, all that. When you're trying to define charter work or any type of geography, there has to be some logic in there. There is logic if you sort it, but nobody's sorting it because they don't care, because it's not the truth in terms of, you know, the Earth is a landmass controlled by one government, the United Nations, and the rest of the governments are all bankrupted. That leads to, hey, I got to my topic today. Congratulations, bankruptcy, international. I mean, I wiled my way around it, but we got to it because they're all bankrupted. Therefore, the only viable entity is the United Nations government, controlled by the world order. The New World Order. And then who controls that? Well, the banking does. Banking controls all that because they create the money and control the whole thing. You see, so but are the bankers presidents of the New World Order and all that? No. But they fund the thing. Wouldn't you think they're in charge? Probably. But does there have to be leadership in the banking community? No. You just need money to move about and do whatever you need to do in the monetary system, correct? So therefore, leadership's all glorified accountancy and bankrupted. You know, the upcoming presidential election is just pure nonsense because it's glorified accountancy in a bankrupt world. So when you get a proper perspective from Grantham Taylor Hughes, yours truly, then it seems kind of ludicrous, but that's why most people don't vote. I mean, the majority of people in America don't vote. And then they make the big deal about democracy means you have it to vote. And I'm saying, well, privilege to vote, even though right to vote is so what if you don't utilize it? See, they make a big deal out of that, the independence and individuality of free countries, supposedly. Free? Come on, everybody. You know, that's a concept, too. You know, you're talking about really a police state because you've got the hired mercenaries on the street, the unelected police state by the government. You see what I mean? So, or I'm always saying, well, if you have a standing army and not a militia, what is that? It's a police state. They go in and do whatever they want to arbitrarily without permission. That's my opinion. Is it that sovereignty should be asked to do things? You know, if you want to arbitrate, you need some help with permission, but they don't do that, you see. They call it civil authority. What is that? Well, it's a dictatorship, you see. And thank goodness that there is a trust that controls everything. Otherwise, it would be declared international dictatorship. But what it is a derivative, and then the provisions that control it are voiceless, faceless, just on paper provisions that do not have a leadership voice other than myself that talks about it. So am I an international leader? Of course not. I declare myself a consultant, best case. And I'm not even a chairman of the board of any of my trusts. I'm just a managing director, I call myself a consultant managing director. See what I mean? And therefore, that's how I position that in a very derivative manner, because I don't really care about all that business and leadership because it's unnecessary. All you need is your money, right? The rest of it's all political fanfare, and because people don't have other jobs, they go into politics and get paid through whatever means they do to do that. It's very interesting stuff today. I really like that. You should review this show, everybody, several times, because I think we were coming up with some very interesting things that they don't teach in school. But, of course, they don't teach a lot of things in school, right? you know, barely get through the day with. Yeah, it's a problematic best case, and I think that it may continue, but it's okay because I think that the voice of reason is there sometimes. Sometimes it's there, and sometimes it isn't. But I think that people do move towards that, just like I know Prince Charles does that, sustained development groups and what have you. I'm not involved with that, but I think it's rather interesting. I really don't know the text of what they're doing, but I'm sure it's probably somewhat orthodox in terms of not really understanding the law and things. I'm inferring that. I don't mean to do that, but it's probably a safe assumption, would be the safe assumption to be involved with that, because I know very few people in my UK group. They claim that they don't really talk about the Uniform Commercial Code much in the UK. I mean, they have since we've started discussing these things, but it's probably, and the irony is the Lawyers Guild of London write the Uniform Commercial Code. I mean, think about that as an oxymoron. A writers slash it doesn't exist. You know, non-existent. Existent, non-existent. The oxymoron, the contradiction in terms. You follow me? Are you with me on that?
I am with you.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm really glad you heard that. Well, I think showing this information is easy to see that there has to be some answer for it. You know, if you're not giving detailed definitions, and then you're just called a timekeeper in a classroom. Well, time's up. We can't answer your questions. We'll shelve that till tomorrow or next week, and then nobody brings it up again because they forget. So they're so full of pharmaceuticals, they can't remember which is the gas pill and which one's the brake. Oh, boy. You see, or they're texting in the cars, and they haven't really learned how to shut down 10 spaces in front of them. And if you drive by and see somebody texting, thumb texting, and they have all these spaces in front of them, which I coined the phrase, you heard it here, and I've heard it said it before, gapping, G-A-P-P-I-N-G, gapping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think not only the gap in front of them, but I think there's a gap between their ears, too. Hey, come on, I got a lay that on the line somewhere, you know. I mean, really, where do you get a forum to argue and to commiserate with traffic, right?
Yeah.
Traffic problems, I should say. I mean, it's really pathetic, in my opinion, and I think there are people on the call that would greatly agree with it. Because it's ridiculous. It really is, but it's really part and parcel of the health issues and what have you, and like I said before, pharmaceuticals, you know, the synapses aren't firing quickly. You know, the electrical current and the neurons, and you're wondering, okay, well, they're at a green light, and you start counting, like, one chimpanzee, two chimpanzee, three, and then they might go, but you probably should honk at that time, everybody. I recommend using your horn. They do it in the East a lot. They lay on the horn in the East. All right, everybody, we're getting down to the last minute and a half. Gabriella, thank you for being here each week. I really appreciate your presence and lively repartee.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it. And, it's, you know, I think it's great that you do the show every week.
I didn't hear that last part, sorry.
I think it's great that you do the show every week. There's a lot of important information here.
Well, I think that, again, yes, I agree. It's very important, and people deserve the information. Or they say they deserve my opinion, right?
Right.
Oh, that is funny. That is very funny. But at the same time, I think that it's clear about what we were talking about in terms of the nebulousness of geography sometimes. And I would hope that eventually in the classrooms they can achieve some advance in terms of the accountability with that. Because I really believe that accountability is very important logically. If we're going to deal with the political side, then I think that there's one way or the highway, right? All right, this is Grant and Taylor Hughes for my show. Everybody have a great week, and goodbye for now.